It's the 29th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 5 weeks into his new position, Mid-Bedfordshire's newest Labour MP is promising to be present and available to his constituency. Alistair Stratham says he hopes to restore the community's faith in their political leadership. His predecessor, Nadine Dorris, left a bad taste in the mouths of many voters in the district, leading to the loss of what many considered the Tory party's safest seat. The former Bedford school teacher said he plans to tackle the issues that affect rural communities, problems with crime on farms, or issues with town planning, or the challenges of getting to see a GP. The Shefford-based politician also stressed the need to address the problems of young people. With a general election just around the corner, Mr. Stratham will have very little time to prove himself. Data provided by the Department of Education show that Bedford School and College students fared poorly with the lowest A-level scores across the region. The recruitment and retention of teaching staff was believed to be a contributing factor. Luton Borough Council has said that the expansion of London Luton Airport to eventually 32 million passengers a year is vital to the economic growth and the elimination of poverty in the area. The new scheme, which would include a new terminal at the airport, would be developed alongside the new Century Park business site as part of Luton's existing 2040 plan. Regarding the airport, Luton Council Chief Executive Robin Porter said, "If we're given permission to expand, Luton is in command of its destiny." The best places to enjoy a roast dinner across the county have been revealed. In third place, Maldon's casual dining pub, The White Hart. In second, The Herd Restaurant and Bar in Bedford. The best roast dinner, however, can be found at the Community Village Pub and Restaurant Red Lion in Studholme. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.